Here's a line from the Washington Post review of the new NBC sitcom Great News. The gods of television have blessed us with a wacky, weird, and wonderful TV mother. Well, of course she is. She's Andrea Martin, who plays a mom who gets an internship on the TV show produced by her daughter, What Could Go Wrong? Her daughter played by Briga Helin.
Since when has it been your dream to work in the news?
Since always! But then I met your father and quit my job to raise you.
Okay. Mom, you do not want to be an intern. It is boring and thankless.
Boring and thankless. I was a mom for 30 years. I cleaned barf out of the tape deck of a Teddy Ruxpin.
That would be a talking stuffed bear. Now, we know Andrea Martin's capable of running an entire TV station, as she did on Canadian TV's fabulous SCTV back in the 70s and 80s. It was based on a fictional TV station. It launched Martin Short, the late John Candy, Eugene Levy. Andrea Martin played station manager and sometime host Edith Prickley.
Hello, ladies. Prickley again. You know, every meal can be a picnic if you just get off your buns and get back in the kitchen where you belong. But I know how you feel, though. You spend the afternoon in the living room, sitting in an easy chair, sipping a margarita and watching old Merv on the old boob tube. Then you realize you got 5 minutes to whip up something for the hubby and the kids, right? Prickley knows.
Andrea Martin has also appeared in a number of films, who can forget Aunt Vula, in both My Big Fat Greek Weddings. She's got 2 Tonys for her stage work, most recently Bertha, the literally swinging grandma up in the air on a swing in the 2013 revival of Pippin.
Oh, it's time to start living, time to take a little from this world we're given, time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall. In just no time at all.
And now Andrea Martin's in not one, but 2 TV shows. We mentioned Great News, but also Hulu's Difficult People. And Andrea Martin is standing by at the NPR studios in New York.
Let me come on to you. Shuma Bilandria.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What were you whispering?
What was I right then?
Yeah.
I'm about to start a movie where I'm an Italian woman, and so I was saying in Italian, mi chiamo Andrea, and then I was saying in French, because I studied at the Sorbonne, je m'appelle Andrea, and then I was thinking to myself, huh, not bad. And then you said, why are you whispering? Oh, my God. Welcome to the mind of Andrea Martin.
Well, and we're so thrilled to be even next to it. Can we talk about Great News? The younger colleagues in this fictional newsroom call your character an old, because, you know, you are 70 in real life, but as the Washington Post says, you blow everybody else away in energy and in that slightly unhinged look that you get. How satisfying is that? There is something that comes with having done this for a long time and this sense of you, I mean, you've just mastered it.
You know, I know a lot of what I'm doing and I'm always learning, and I learned so much from Briga, who plays my daughter, and Nicole Richie, who are certainly a younger generation, and Tracy Wigfield, who wrote it, who's 33.
Whose mother, by the way, is Kathy Wigfield, who apparently is known by everyone in the comedy world, and their relationship inspired this. Have you met Kathy, the real-life mother?
Yes, and thank God I did, because she has a quality that I don't have really in life, which is that she has no filter at all. She just says whatever's on her mind. And I don't mean in an obnoxious way. I mean in a terribly refreshing way. She is not intimidated by anybody. She treats the president the same way she would treat the taxi driver who dropped her off at work. And she loves her daughter unconditionally, is not afraid, nor does she remotely think she's boring when she tells everybody every inch of Tracy's life and what she's accomplished. So that quality, that kind of effortless enthusiasm and the genuine love for her daughter, it was a great quality for me to get.
Well, it seems like you've captured her. Here's a scene in which your character, Carol, again inspired by Kathy, is talking to Chuck, the blowhard anchor played by John Michael Higgins.
Does my hair look gray on camera? It's just that nobody around here tells me the truth.
Your hair does look gray.
Thank you, Carol.
And also, Chuck, when you wear a green tie, you look exactly like a leprechaun. It's because of your ears.
Baby steps, Carol. Baby steps.
Oh, there you go. When I mentioned SCTV, those of us who know it with a cult fervor. Why? What do you think was the draw?
You're absolutely right, a cult following. I mean, Martin Scorsese says that it got him through his directing films in the 70s and mm-hmm. so many Tina Fey, for goodness sakes, and Amy Poehler produces Difficult People, the one I do for Hulu. So mm-hmm. it definitely made its mark. I don't know if it's because we were away from meddling networks or producers or the press or the media, anything to distract us. There was nothing. So we were virtually acting for each other. We didn't even have an audience. And I think when you get seven organically funny people in a room and there's no one stopping that intuition, wonderful things happen.
Good day. Good day. Good day. Good day. How's it going? I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother, Doug.
How's it going,
today? We got two topics today, back bacon and long underwear. Like, they're different topics, right? Okay, first topic. Well, I don't know which one should be first. Which one should...
Go long underwear and then food as a reward.
Okay. Well, those moments that do happen, you know, Sid Caesar. I mean, they just seem to happen where, I mean, what are the chances you're going to get Martin Short, the late John Candy, Rick Moranis, Harold Ramis, Catherine O'Hara, you, Eugene Levy? What, I mean, something has to happen.
I wonder if, you know, when you mention all those names and they're all so extraordinary, if we had all been put in various other shows and weren't together, I wonder if we would have had the opportunity to blossom like we did. Yeah. And my feeling is we probably wouldn't have. When you name those people like that, sometimes I think I'm not one of them. You know, I just listen. I think, oh, my God, what a great group of people. And then realize, wait, I was part of that.
Yeah.
I do. First of all, it was many, many years ago, right? And so it feels almost like a memory. But I love all those actors that you mentioned. Harold's no longer with us,
of
and of course, John isn't. But the rest of us are very close. And I feel really grateful to have had that time in my life.
Well, and I know, I mean, we keep saying you've got two new programs. I got obviously a film you've got to go make. But can we just, since we have you, can we just listen to a scene from My Big Fat Greek Wedding? You play Vula.
Yes.
The aunt of the bride. And in this scene, Vula meets the prospective in-laws for the first time. And of course, just like your, you know, you also don't have a filter in this character. You can't help sharing some medical history. Let's listen.
I had a lump at the back of my neck, right here. Always a lump. Then I started the menopause and the lump got bigger. From the hormones, it started to grow. So I go to the doctor and he did the biopsy. Inside the lump, he found teeth and a spinal column.
How much fun do you have?
I have so much fun. But when you play all these things back, I think, geez, I've been blessed with some great writers. I mean, Nia Vardalos wrote that. I didn't improvise. You know, I might have said Babopsy differently. And Tracy Wigfield writes that really funny scene that you played from Great News. And here's the deal. It persists in being fun. It never gets tired or old. And I'm always excited with each project. And I always approach it like, oh, my God, maybe I can't do it this time. And what if I can't? And I don't know. That keeps me going, I guess, the need to do it well.
Well, we have to say that we are seated here in Boston where the American Rep Theater is. So, of course, we were front row when Pippin was first launched here. You eventually won a Tony on Broadway when Pippin went to Broadway. But when you climbed up on that swing.
That trapeze.
That trapeze.
I've been lucky. Thank you for mentioning all these wonderful things.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're done yet. It's just that we just had a chance at you. So actress and comedian Andrea Martin, she currently stars in the NBC show Great News. She's also got the Hulu series Difficult People. It returns for season 3 this August. And as we heard, she's off to make a film in Italy or something. So she has to go. Andrea Martin.
Mi chiamo Andrea. La donna mangia un uovo. I don't know. That means the woman eats an egg. There's no place in the movie for that, but that's the only thing I know from the Rosetta Stone. All right, thank you.
Thank you.